Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the GAIL (India) Limited Q2 FY24 earnings conference call, hosted by IIFL Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Harshvardhan Dole from IIFL Securities Limited.
Greetings, everyone. On behalf of IIFL Securities, I welcome you all for GAIL's 2Q FY24 earnings call. To discuss the results in detail and share the performance outlook, today we have the management team of GAIL, represented by Shri Rakesh Kumar Jain, Director of Finance, and other senior executives. I'd request Director of Finance, GAIL, to make an opening remark, subsequent to which the floor will be open for Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Harsha. Mr. Harsha from IIFL Securities, my colleagues, dear friends from investors and analyst community, a very good afternoon to all of you, and welcome to GAIL's earnings call for Q2 financial year 2024. At the outset, I thank you all for attending this earnings call. I would briefly touch upon the major highlights for this quarter, and then we can have an open session for your questions. GAIL results for quarter ended 30th September 2023 have been declared today. Gross turnover for the quarter stood at rupees 31,729 crore. Profit before tax stood at rupees 3,130 crore, and there is an increase of 66% over the previous quarter. If we talk of profit after tax, profit after tax stood at rupees 2,405 crore, and here also an increase of 70% over previous quarter. If we talk on consolidated basis, GAIL clocked a turnover of rupees 32,952 crore in Q2 financial year 2024, as against rupees 32,755 crore in previous quarter, and some marginal year up by 1%. Profit before tax is up by 37% to rupees 3,138 crore, as against 2,283 crore, and profit after tax is up by 36% to rupees 2,444 crore, as against 1,799 crore. The capital expenditure for quarter two financial year 2024 is rupees 2,462 crore, and this capital expenditure is mainly on pipelines, petrochemicals, city gas distribution projects, operational CapEx, other, and equity contributions. Now, I would like to share performance highlights of Q2 financial year 2024. GAIL gross turnover stood at rupees 31,729 crore in Q2 financial year 2024, as against rupees 32,138 crore in Q1 financial year 2024. There is a marginal increase, 1%, and this marginal increase is due to basically there is a mix of issues. There is a decrease in gas volume and decrease in natural gas price and LPG price. These are the reasons for a minor decrease. The profit before tax during the quarter increased to rupees 3,130 crore, as against rupees 1,899 crore in Q1. As I told you, there is an upside of 66%, and this upside is mainly on account of better gas trading margins, increase in natural gas transmission volume, decrease in fuel cost in natural gas compressor. If you remember, last quarter, we said there is a one-off because we were carrying the inventory of last year, the higher cost purchase inventory, which we booked in quarter one as well. Further, there is a dividend income in this quarter, 270 crore rupees. Normally, we don't receive dividend in Q1, and it starts coming from Q2. The profit after tax during the quarter increased to 2,405 crore, as against 1,412 crore, and here also increase of 70%. and region are same. Physical performance for the current quarter as against previous quarter. Total gas marketing volume was 96.96 MMSCMD, almost 97 MMSCMD in quarter 2, as against 98.84 MMSCMD in Q1 financial year 24. And the decrease in volume, the almost 2 million volume has gone down due to decrease in overseas volume. Now what is happening, there is an increased demand in domestic market. So the international trade which we used to do has gone down by almost 5 MMSCMD, and there is an increase in demand in domestic market. So that was around 3 MMSCMD. So there is a net of impact of 2 MMSCMD. But good sign is that there is a demand increase in domestic market. Natural gas transmission volume increased by 4 MMSCMD to 120.31 MMSCMD in Q2, as against 116.33 MMSCMD in Q1. If you talk of average pipeline capacity utilization, the pipeline capacity utilization was 58% in the Q2 financial year 24, and the region are same. There is an increase in demand in domestic market, therefore pipeline utilization has also gone up. Polymer production is almost flat, 160 TMT in Q2 as against 164 TMT in Q1. And our capacity utilization was approximate 79%. Liquid hydrocarbon production was also almost flat, 238 TMT as against 243 TMT in previous quarter, and capacity utilization was 67%. LPG transmission was 1114 TMT as against 1073 TMT in previous quarter, and here capacity utilization was 97%. Now, consolidated financial numbers. The consolidated turnover in current quarter stood at ₹32,952 crore versus ₹32,755 crore in Q1. Profit before tax in current quarter is 3138 crore as against 2283 crores in Q1. PAT is ₹2444 crore versus 1792 crore in Q1. Now I will share GSCGD's performance. As you know that GAIL is having 6 geographic areas directly with GAIL. So in these 6 geographical areas, we have infrastructure of 157 CNG stations, 274,000 domestic PNG connections. During the current quarter, 3 new CNG stations and 5,500 number of new DPNG connections were added. Physical volume was 0.3 MMSCMD. And in terms of our future plan for CGD, we target to add in GAIL, I am repeating, in GAIL CGD, 6 geographical areas, 100 new CNG stations and almost 2 lakh new DPNG connections. I will also take you through the GAIL gas performance. Gross turnover stood at ₹2745 crore as against 2192 crore in Q1 financial year 24. Increase of 25%, mainly on account of increase in bulk trading quantity by 47% and CNG quantity by 7%. PBT has gone down. I will explain the reason. PBT has gone down to ₹57 crore as against 102 crore rupees, and there is one off. Actually, all the employees from GAIL are on deputation to GAIL Gas, and in terms of recent Supreme Court decision, GST is required to be levied for the service provided by GAIL in terms of manpower supply to GAIL Gas. So we booked ₹76 crore of GST implication till 31st March 23, and for Q1 4 crore rupees. So this is one off which has happened during this quarter. Profit after tax stood at ₹42 crore as against ₹76 crore, and this is all, there is a decrease of 45%, and the region are same. Physical volume increases to 6.55 MMSCMD in Q2 financial year 24. Increase of 25%, mainly on account of, as I said, bulk trading quantity, 47% increase in bulk trading and CNG quantity by 7%. During current quarter, 18,799 new DPNG connections were added, and 6 new CNG stations were also added. GAIL Gas, along with its JVs, subsidiaries, has infrastructure of almost 8.9 lakh DPNG connections and 462 CNG stations. We have another subsidiary, Bengal Gas. As on 30th September 23, Bengal Gas is having 12 CNG stations, approximate 215 km of pipeline and 8,000 number of domestic CNG connections. I will take you through the project performance. Mumbai-Nagpur-Jharsuguda pipeline. This pipeline is a 1,755 km long pipeline. Activities are in full swing. And first section, Mumbai-Nagpur-Jharsuguda of this pipeline, which is of almost 698 kilometers, we expect it to be completed by June 24. Regarding Jagdishpur-Haldia-Bokaro-Dhamra pipeline, this pipeline is length of 3289 kilometers. Out of the same, 2922 kilometers of pipeline have already been commissioned. And remaining part is expected to be completed progressively by June 24. Srikakulam to Angul main line, length is 420 kilometers and likely to be completed by the end of this calendar year. Gurdaspur Jammu natural gas pipeline, having a length of 160 kilometers, likely to be completed by July 26. As you know, this pipeline has recently been authorized to GAIL. So pre-project activities and the project-related activities have started. Dhamra-Haldia pipeline, Odisha portion of length of 150 kilometers is expected to be completed by the end of this calendar year. The other projects, PDHPP USAR, as you know, the capacity of this project is 500 KTPA. Project cost is 11,256 and we expect this project to be completed by April 25. 60,000 KTPA PP projects at Pata. Project cost is almost 1,300 crore rupees. We expect this project to be completed by July 24. IPA at USAR. Capacity is 50,000 KTPA. Project cost is 530 crore. Completion we expect by December 25. As you also know that GAIL has acquired JBF Petrochemicals. Now it is known as GAIL Mangalore Petrochemicals Limited. Capacity is 1250 KTPA. Project cost is 4200 crore. The activities related to the commissioning of project completion date is are on and completion date is by March 25. Now I would like to also share our future outlook for gas marketing, gas transmission. So from gas marketing business, as you know, is showing robust performance. This is quite visible from the volume ramp up and margins in the marketing activities. This gives us confidence, as informed earlier during various calls, meetings with investors and analysts, that whatever happens, we said in analyst call also during this year, annual analyst call in May at Bombay, whatever happens, we will be able to earn at least 3,500 crore rupees of gas marketing margin. And now it is evident from the H124 results, by that H1 we have already earned 2,700 crore rupees. So we will be meeting this target and not only will be surpassing this target. In terms of the future outlook of gas marketing, let me share you, we expect at least to earn 4,000 crore rupees as a marketing margin next financial year. As we said regarding 23-24, now we have estimated that in next year we'll earn at least 4,000 crore rupees. Gas transmission volume for 23-24 is expected to be 120 MMSCMD. We have been telling you and sharing in various earning calls, various analyst meets and interactions that last year volume was 107. We will end up this financial year with an average volume of 120 and we also expect to exit at the rate of 123-124. In next half year, this year we are expecting an increase of almost 13 million on an average basis, and when we end by almost 16 million, exit will be higher by 16 million. Polymer production, and I shared stood at 160 TMT as against 164 TMT in last quarter. This quarter, I'm talking of quarter two, we have been able to reduce losses in petrochemical segment by optimizing and minimizing, whatever they say, the cost of input gas for petrochemical plant. In S2 of financial year 23-24, we plan to further optimize our sourcing and aim to close the year, if not break even, nearer to break even level. Further, starting next financial year, we have to normalize our petrochemical operations with a positive bottom line. Liquid hydrocarbon production stood at 481 TMT in H1 financial year 24. And during the year, production is estimated at the same previous year production level of almost 950 to 950. Also, to protect the margin LHC segment, as we shared in various earning calls, we have also started taking positions in financial market, and we are doing in a smaller way hedging of LPG prices. I think I have tried to cover up the Q2 financial and H1 financial results, and also the reasons for various increase, decrease, and changes in profitability, and also future outlook from my side. Now I will hand over back to you, Harsha, for open session.
Thank you, sir. Rohit, can you open the session for Q&A?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wishes to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, we request you all to ask only one question per participant. The first question is from the line of Maulik Patel from Equirus. Please go ahead. Maulik Patel has dropped down. The next question is from the line of Propal Sen. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Congratulations on the strong set of numbers. I just had a couple of questions. One, with respect to the LPG and petrochemical prices, which have been subdued over the last couple of quarters. Now, we have also seen Asia propane prices starting to recover from the last few months. Just wanted to understand that when should we expect to see the impact of the slightly better LPG prices or propane prices in our numbers? Does Q3 so far look much stronger compared to Q2? And similarly, in terms of petrochemicals, there is an element of oversupply in the near term that is developing because of additional commissioning of HMEL's plant and, you know, other capacities coming on stream as well. So how are we looking at the pricing scenario, given that we are also making significant investments in adding to our petrochemical capacity in the next 3 to 4 years? Just these two questions. And the last question was with respect to the trading run rate. I know you have often said this before, that predicting a run rate is very difficult. But what sort of EBITDA run rate should we work with for the second half, given that the numbers this quarter has definitely beaten street estimates by a wide margin? So that's all for me.
Thank you. I think your question largely on the LPG and petrochemical prices. The LPG prices in Q2 were really abnormally low, and we have also not experienced, it's a rare occasion that our operations were forced under stress for Q2, which we have also not witnessed in past.
Sure.
Have started moving up, and we expect the significantly better performance during the remaining part of the financial year. With respect to questions of petrochemical, yes, the prices of petrochemicals are under tremendous pressure. We are also witnessing those pressures. But, we have ability
this is beyond our control. The market price will be what market is. No, nobody can control on the market. But when we have an ability to source the gas at the cheapest and best optimal price for petrochemical plant at Pata, which we have been doing, and the result for finished quarter two is the testament of that, and we have been able to reduce our losses to a great extent. What we expect in coming quarters or remaining part of the financial year, that we will be able to source gas or provide gas to our petrochemical plant at a price which gives a significant change to the financials for petrochemical plant. Thank you.
Sir, just a follow-up if I may. So with respect to the petrochemical plant, then can we expect a pickup in terms of
actually your voice is not coming very clearly. I have somehow
Sir, is this better now, sir?
Yeah.
I was asking, sir, if a follow-up in terms of petrochemical volumes, then can we expect a gradual pickup in terms of volume run rate for the next few quarters?
Yeah. If you see that this quarter, of course, we were almost at the same level at what we were at Q1.
Right.
And if you see, anyway, it's better because it's a festive season, and during this particular quarter, anyway, demand picks up. So that will be one positive point, and second positive point is that since we are able to source now a reasonably good price gas, so we have an ability to produce more and sell more, and maybe in terms of pricing we may be competitive because we will have more leverage to do that. So I think we'll try to pick up and enhance our production in remaining half of the financial year.
Understood, sir. Thank you. That's all from me. I'll come back in the queue if I have more. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nitin Tiwari from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So my questions are also related to the petrochemical segment. Just wanted to understand that why we have not been able to wrap up our production after the decline we saw last year because of high gas prices. So gas prices are more or less normalized. The LNG prices are not as high, but our utilization levels continue to be low on the petrochemical side. And secondly, if you can help us with the breakup of the cash cost in terms of what percentage would be the cost of gas, and what percentage would be the operating cost. So just wanted to understand that.
Okay, you are right that the input gas prices has significantly come down if you compare with the last financial year. But if you see in terms of petrochemical prices, the average price has gone down by at least rupees 20,000 per metric ton if you compare with last financial year, which is a point which is a matter of concern for us, but beyond control. So as I was answering for the questions for the participant before you, that the controllable thing to some extent we have is we have ability, being one of the largest gas player in the country, to source significantly good price gas to petrochemical plant, and that's what we have been doing. Q2 is the testament of that we have been able to reduce the losses, and in second half we'll continue to do that. And in terms of capacity utilization, we expect that we will be ramping up our production in remaining half of the financial year. And the in first half, why we could not do? Because there was a lot of pressure on prices and inventory holdup was there. Market was actually a depressed market in Q1 and also to some extent in Q2. So market was also not picking up. Inventory holding up was there. Now, at least to a large extent, that situation is over, if not fully over. So we hope that in financial year second half will be better off as compared to first half.
Sure, sir. And a breakup of the operating cash cost in terms of what percentage would be the cost of gas and what percentage would be operating cost?
Anyway, this can be worked out from the financials, but we will be able to give you offline. I don't have that data available readily. We'll be sharing you to the extent we can.
And lastly, sir, before I let you, sir, are we also holding up any inventories? I mean, is there a difficulty in pushing the product in the market as far as petrochemicals are concerned? Or we don't have any inventories at our end?
Actually, we have inventory. We have inventory, good amount of inventory we have, but we don't have inventory like we had in Q1. Some inventory you have to maintain, but this time we have an inventory of 45,000 to 50,000 metric tons. But this inventory has significantly come down, which was higher in Q1. So and even in some part of Q2. So inventory holding is reducing slow by slow. Market is picking up. Prices certainly are pressured, but in terms of demand, market is picking up.
Sure, sir. So thank you so much, sir. I'll get back in with you. Thanks for all the answers.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit from UBS. Please go ahead.
Sir, good afternoon. My question relates to the city gas distribution businesses which we have. So we have three formats where we have few city gas licenses under GAIL, we have few joint ventures, and then we have listed investments like IGL and Mahanagar Gas. So do we have any plan for any value creation in these businesses by integration, reverse merger, or any other modes going forward in the next 1 or 2 years from here?
Yeah, Amit, actually we are regularly discussing at various levels about this, your question, whether to reverse merger or whether to shift the geographical areas which we have GAIL's coal to GAIL gas and then we list GAIL gas. Certainly this is in our mind. We are discussing on a regular basis. But it is difficult to give me a timeline, but certainly I can say at that point of time we are discussing and once we take this call, we'll come back to you. But this is in our radar.
Okay. Sir, and do we have any other view on merging this GBF plant with us, so that we have better integration with the existing petrochemical facilities? And do you see any economic sense of cost or other benefits for merger of these entities which are currently separately
yeah.
into other entities?
We have these issues in our hands. Not only JBF, we are also thinking about KLF. We are regularly discussing this. We have a certain timeline in our mind that we are taking the action in this regard, that should be merged this JBF and also at some point of time KLL to GAIL.
Okay, and so last one, just on the dividend or the buyback. So we have come back very strongly with a very strong profit numbers. And as you mentioned, second half is also looking promising and next year is also looking promising. So any plans for any buyback or a good dividend payout for the shareholders?
Like, this is a board's call. It is very difficult for me to give anything, but you can historically see us, what is our payout ratio. We have been giving dividend in the ratio of 45%, payout ratio is 45 to 50%, and that is our track record, and you can vouch for yourself, and I think, GAIL as a company is rewarding to its shareholders, and as management thought, we'll continue to do so. Any number for me, giving me number will not be fair, and I cannot give because it's a board call. Regarding buyback, we have done buyback for almost consecutive 2 financial years. At the moment, nothing is in our mind, but anyway, because again it's a board call, we'll come back to you once the board deliberates and decides to do something.
Sure, sir. Thank you, and sir, wish you all the best and a happy Diwali to the entire team.
Thank you, Amit. Same to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ramesh from Nirmal Bank Equities. Please go ahead.
Hello. So if you're looking at your core gas business, both transmission and marketing, how do you explain the kind of strong margins in gas marketing? Because about 1.8 rupees per cubic meter if you do a back to the envelope calculation. So and what is the kind of visibility you have in terms of the unit margins, so assuming a certain marketing volume, what is the kind of predictability we can assess for the marketing segment?
So if I understood you, you asked 2 questions. One is the historical, what are the regions, why, how we have been able to earn so much, and what is the predictability? Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So with respect to your question, how we have been able to do that, And one more dimension I will add that we have been now predicting also what kind of marketing margin will earn in coming years. You know, we have a portfolio of 14 MMTP of LNG in our fold. And a great part of this portfolio, major part of this portfolio, we have sold on back-to-back. When I say back-to-back, back-to-back index, not the margin part of it. And some part of it we have kept open for ourselves. Second thing which I will tell you, we have the FOB contracts, which is a significant portion of our portfolio, almost you can say 5.8 million tons. And when we have FOB-based contract with us, we have ability to reduce transportation charges through various mechanisms. One of the mechanisms is destination swap, wherein we swap our cargoes which are available at United States with the cargo which are required to bring to India. And in this particular quarter, let me give you data, we have been able to reduce our cost of gas by $1. By $1, which straight away goes to my profit as compared to Q1. Second, we have whatever portfolio we have kept open, we have ability to financially hedge those, which we have been sharing with you, and we have continuously been taking positions in financial market and are able to not only maintain our profits but are able to take advantage of the market situation and increase our marketing margin. While we want to remain competitive in the gas marketing segment, but these various measures have been able to provide good dividend to us, and that's how we have been able to perform better. That is one thing. Regarding future, I said in an answer to questions by one of the participants, and let me give with a historical data. Now for last 2 years, we have been predicting our marketing margin. We said last year, 2021-23, whatever situation happens, we will earn at least 3,000 crore rupees. This year, last year's analyst meet caught in May, we said this year, whatever situation happens, we will earn at least 3,500 crore rupees. And we have demonstrated that even the worst kind of situation of Ukraine war last year. And I also said in the answer to this question by one party that next year, we expect that at least we should earn marketing margin of 4,000 crore rupees. And whatever we have been saying, you can vouch for yourself, we are able to not only achieve our better to lower performance. That's the future visibility about marketing margin.
Okay, as a follow-up question, in terms of the gas transmission volume, particularly in the JHBDPL pipeline, where are we in terms of the completion of the entire JHBDPL pipeline? And when do you see that ramp up to the full capacity utilization in, say, in the next 2 to 3 years?
Yeah, so in terms of completion, I said in the opening remarks that this pipeline we expect to be commissioned by 24 fully, progressively. The last leg will be completed by June 24. In terms of capacity utilization, this pipeline is one of the significantly highest utilization pipeline, because we expect at least 7 to 10 million volumes from refineries along the pipeline, the city gas distribution in additional. Then this pipeline will also cater to the northeast, including NRL refinery. We are in discussion with various consumers to take the gas along this pipeline. So whatever portion we have commissioned, it is getting largely utilized, and we expect this pipeline to be utilized. This is one of the highest utilized pipelines at the moment, I can say so.
Let me just squeeze in one more question. You mentioned something in the opening remarks about the cost savings in your compressor cost. So how much is the saving?
Sorry?
You made a reference to the cost in the gas used in the gas compressors for your transmission business.
Yeah.
What would be the savings you would have achieved in the second quarter of first half? And is there something one can expect to sustain in future?
It is not saving. Actually, there was one-off in quarter one, because we were carrying the costly gas inventory in our portfolio, which we purchased last year. It was more than 200 crore rupees of extra cost we booked during quarter one. which is not there in quarter two, because now we know for sure that our allocation has been reduced. So we have been sourcing this gas from domestic market, which is significantly cheaper as compared to the last year's price, which were hit by Ukraine war. So to summarize, answer to your question, last quarter we booked more than 200 crore rupees as extra cost to fuel, which is not there in this quarter.
So, if I may just ask a last question, in terms of your discussion with the regulator, you were talking about getting back some of the costs you incurred last year in terms of additional costs for the imported LNG for your compressors. How is that progressing? Is there any visibility in the getting that refund from the regulator this year or next year?
So before giving answer to your question, first, as an analyst, let me just, you know, get you a recap. The regulator has allowed us gas price of $3.61 per MMBTU for consumption in compressor fuel, which is non-existent price, because this is not even APM price. Last year, we, in the situation when all of a sudden the allocation was cut, we used significantly higher price. Even during this year, the domestic price is almost $10, $11, depending on the time. So this deficit we have demanded from the regulator through tariff increase, for which we filed the petition immediately after issuance of tariff order. This review petition has been listed for hearing in November. We expect that regulator will take a call on immediate basis, because we also, during discussions to them, we said that if you delay it, it has an impact on NPV basis, our tariff will further increase. So in the larger interest of everybody, this should be taken up on priority basis, so that we get our desired return and get back the money which is incurred, and it does not impact the interest of consumer as well.
Thank you very much, sir, and to all of us.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kirtan Mehta from BOB Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for this opportunity. Would you be able to share light on how do you see your gas transmission and marketing volume ramp up into FY25? Would you be able to give some color?
Sure. We expect our volume, marketing volume, to go up by at least 6-7% next year. And transmission volume, which I said that we end up by 120 on an average basis this year, will likely to increase by 12 MMSCMD in financial year 25. That means we will be having an average transmission volume of 132 to 133.
Could you also sort of give a bit more color in terms of where do we see this volume growth coming from?
Yeah. So this volume growth, largely you see the consumption of gas in domestic market is increasing. We have an infrastructure which caters to 70% of the country's gas requirement. So first volume, which is very, very visible to everybody, comes from city gas distribution, which has a double-digit increase of almost 12%. So 4 to 5 million volume increase is there. Even if on crude basis you take 70%, 3 million comes to our transportation infrastructure. As I said in another answer to another question, that there are refineries along Jagdishpur-Haldia pipeline. There is a oil Dhamra terminal has already commissioned. There are various off-takers at Dhamra terminal. They have booked the capacity. If wherever they take the volume, the pipeline belongs to GAIL. 7 to 10 million volumes likely to come from there. There are various steel plants, there are various other refineries, and there are another upcoming pipeline which GAIL is constructing are going to be commissioned. So all these likely to bring these volumes to our fold, and that's how we'll reach 232.
Thanks for this color. One follow-up question on the gas marketing margin, where we are sort of continuously increasing our predictability from 3,000 crore to 3,500 to 4,000 crore. Is this primarily sort of improvement coming from our ability to reduce the cost of gas from the destination swap, or are there any other levers that are at play? Because volume per se has remained more or less same. So where are we actually seeing this increase coming from?
Actually, on optics basis volume has remained same. But I said that we used to market this gas in international market in view of less demand in domestic market. So now we have almost all the volumes which we used to sell in international market to domestic market. And we, when we market in domestic market, there is a more ability to earn margin, because domestic international market we were selling under some kind of situation where we sourced and there were no demand in the domestic market. So that is one. Second, we are also in the market to source at least 1 MMTP of LNG every year for coming 5 to 6 years. That is another addition which is going to happen. And even if you on average basis you add the margin, that will come. Third, you said, and I also share in one of the questions, that we have ability to optimize the cost, because when you bring the cargoes from United States, there is certain cost of tariff, say 2.5, just I'm using a number. And if, even if we are able to reduce by $1, that is another addition to our margins without impacting the customer. Not only it is, actually it is also increasing our competitiveness, and we are able to earn more margin. Then we are doing, we have charter hire by ships through which we are able to, you know, do one more transaction, that is DSDS. It means through those ships we sell the cargoes in international market to the destination in Europe, and we purchase through those ships for bringing the molecule to India. All those actions we have taken, and we have demonstrated in last few years since the United States volume started flowing to India in 2018. In 5 years, we have developed lot many solutions to reduce the cost, to increase the marketing margin, either to market in international market or through increase in sales in domestic market. And also, as our chairman made this statement a few months back, we are in the international market for sourcing of LNG, which will also add to our portfolio and increase the profitability.
Thank you. Thanks for this color. Are we able to tie up the 1 MMTA volume for this year? So would our portfolio be increasing by 1 million ton extra? Is it?
So we are in discussion with various suppliers. It is so when we conclude, we'll come back to you. But we are discussing with various suppliers, and I can say that we will be in a position to say so in a very soon to you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Vartaranjan from Antique Limited. Please go ahead.
Sir, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, on the volumes of 2Q,
can you come a little louder, please?
Yeah, 1 minute. Is this better?
Yeah.
Yeah. So 2Q, what I understand is that there has been a significant contribution in terms of volumes from the power sector due to the peak power demand. So this is a number which may not be sustained over the next few quarters. So what is your guidance on that?
My guidance I have already shared with you.
No, so that includes the this volume going away, or you are confident that volume will also stay?
Actually, this is not unique situation in this quarter, that power sector has demanded some volume and therefore our marketing volume has increased. It's an annual phenomena which happens, and this year is one of them, and we will continue to market the volume which we are marketing this year, and maybe in quarters, and we expect not only to maintain, we'll increase, because anyway pipelines are commissioning, getting commissioned, molecules are reaching to the farther end or hinterland, so new demands is also coming, CGVs are getting commissioned. So it is not the power sector. Yes, power sector has taken some volume in Q2, but even Q3 they have taken.
Oh, sure. Secondly, on the Gazprom thing, volumes would have normalized by now. Regarding the volumes which were not delivered, has there been any kind of progress or proceeding? How we are going to resolve that issue?
So we have taken up this issue of volume not delivered through legal recourse, and we are engaged for resolution of that that issue, which for the volume we have not got.
Is there a possibility that they'll deliver those volumes now?
Actually, all these are hypotheses, because you cannot say what will happen to those things. So we expect everything to be what we wish, but let us see how it happens. We only gain, will not lose.
Fair enough, sir. And lastly, on dairy gas, what is the CNG and domestic PNG volume out of the 6.5 million liters?
Okay, let me see if I have. Otherwise, I will give PNG and CNG volume for gain gas. Do you have
6.5?
That is total. We'll give you. We don't have break of time.
No problem. I'll catch you later.
Sure.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sashi Ranjan from. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yeah, very well.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Can you just throw some color on the Vijaypur plant in MP for 10 megawatt of electrolysis plant that was set up? How is the progress going on?
Yeah, the construction activities are going on, and we expect that plant to be commissioned by the end of this financial year.
Oh, that's great. So it's on time. And can you just help me with at what price H2 is hydrogen is being produced in view of the mandatory use of the green hydrogen for fertilizer and refineries? Is that price that at which we are producing acceptable for these refineries and fertilizer companies?
Actually, yes, we expect that. But the purpose of this plant is what? This is almost, you can say, we want to do a pilot project. Why we want to do? Energy transition is taking place. We are in a gas business. We know the gas has a longer life than other fossil fuels. But can we be complacent? In order to make ourselves future ready, we are putting this plant. The plant, there are customers for this hydrogen. They are approaching us. Price may be an issue, but if regulation comes, that may also not be an issue. But in order to take care of future readiness, we are going ahead with the pilot project. This is 10 megawatt PEM technology based plant, and we see this accordingly.
Thank you, sir. And the last question. In the last financial year, we had seen a one-off of around 1,200 crores. Last quarter, first quarter of this financial year, we have seen a one-off of around 334 crores. And this quarter also, it's around 80 crores. So being an investor, being a very, trusted investor of Gas Authority of India Limited, it takes me a lot of courage to hold the shares when one-offs are those high and so frequent. So what are the measures being taken so that these one-offs doesn't come up, and even if it comes up, it's very negligible?
Which one of you are referring to when you are raising this number? Can you share?
I don't have the breakup of the one-off that has happened, but in the last year analyst and investor meet, 1,200 crores of one-off was there, and in last quarter, there was one-off of around 1,333 crores.
Got it. Last year, on 16th August 2022, I'm giving a specific date.
Yes, sir.
Actually, we had an allocation of 1.55 MMSCMD of gas for use in our compressors. In order to meet the increased demand of CGD, Government of India in phases started deallocating this gas. That is one statement. Second, when this deallocation started happening, you know where was market. The market of LNG was at one point of time around $100. In that bad market, we were to source the gas at $40 per MMBTU in sense of our compressor stations. So that one-off was actually one-off and lifetime one-off. It cannot be a one-off or a routine one-off. So second, even if that one-off has happened, you as an investor know that in terms of regulatory provision, this is allowed. Third, it is delayed, but on net present value basis, total 1,200 crore will be available through the division of tariff. Not be concerned. We have already filed the petition with PNGRB. We are regularly following up. There is hearing in November. We expect some positive things to happen.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, and wish you all the best for that to come. And if you may allow, can I go for the last question? The product that we have in the petrochemical side, these are easily available being provided by the other players. So do we have that much as a market where all the players can sell their product?
Sorry? All the players?
I mean, even the private in the private sectors, we have players in the petrochemical segment, we have the private players also. So is that market that huge that we all as a, we all can have a piece of cake that is available?
It doesn't happen in free market. Okay, it's not that everybody will decide a sale at the same price and same and a particular market. It's a free market. One more supplier exists in other than the domestic, the overseas supplies, which are significant to this country. Even if you, for a time being, assume that that is a big, big chunk which is coming, and that will take place.
Thank you, sir. That was my last question that has. Thank you so much.
You.
Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, for the paucity of time, we take the next question as the last question. The next question is from the line of Amit Murkura from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. This is Amit Murkura. So, on that issue of the internal feedstock gas cost of the internal systems use gas for transmission, while you say that you are kind of in discussion with the PNGRB for this review of the gas cost, but is there any precedent when a single factor has been taken up for review before the 5-year review period, or will this be an exception if this is done by PNGRB?
Okay, it is nothing extraordinary. First, let us go to the law of the land. The regulatory provisions provide that there is significant change in the tariff computation parameter. Either initiation of entity or regulator on its own can look into the revision of tariff. And change of gas price, they consider $3.61 per MMBTU. We consume $40 per MMBTU. We are continuing to use $12 almost the gas price. They also recognize in the tariff order that will be compensated. They mention the HPST gas price. So it's available in terms of law of land. And this tariff regulation is not a very, very old regulation. 2008, first time tariff regulation came. They started putting the tariff orders. And final tariff order started coming only 15-16. So it's not a very old that this precedence will be available. There is no need of any precedence. PNGRB has accepted our review petition. They are seized with that, and we expect that in November they will some kind of review it, and we also gave them flavor. If you don't take these actions, what will happen on NPA basis for increase in tariff?
But sir, on the other hand, like versus the integrated tariff, you are anyways realizing a higher tariff, if I'm not wrong, because of the zonal distribution. So anyways, you are realizing higher tariff.
You are actually wrong.
Okay.
You are actually wrong because there is a revenue and there is which is relied on unified tariff basis, and there is also an amount which we require to settle among ourselves. When you calculated average tariff, you took take the revenue part of it, and you don't take the amount which we are required to pay to the other shipper, other transporters. So if I have to give some kind of estimate, even this quarter we have to pay 200 crore rupees to other transporters. If you knock off that, the numbers will not look that higher. Yes, it may be higher or lower to some extent. It will not be higher. And to some extent it is in terms of regulatory provision, because risk of zonal volume change is rest with transporter. So the confusion in the air that we are realizing very high is absolutely wrong confusion. We are actually realizing what is due to us.
Sure, got that. And for the first half, could you give the number of how much you have paid back, like 200 crores you said is for Q2, for first half?
Regularly settling. It's a continuous process. It's not that. Because let me give 1 minute to this question. Because tariff is levied to customer unified basis. My entitlement is integrated. Since I bill based on unified basis in revenue that appears, whatever I have difference is there, it is settlement between me and other transporter. That remains in payable. Okay. But on particular day, I can give you this what is pending for settlement. But on a continuous basis, since this is happening, so it will not be correct. But almost 200 crore we have to settle. This export trade happens. Sometimes we realize more, sometimes they realize more. We used to settle it.
Got it. Thanks so much for that clarification.
Okay.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I hand the conference over to Mr. Harshvardhan Dole for the closing comments.
On behalf of IIFL Securities, I thank you, GAIL Management, for giving us an opportunity to host the call. I also thank the participants for logging in and asking questions. I realize for paucity of time, a few questions have remained unanswered. I request you to send an email either to us or to GAIL Investor Relations team, and they'll do the needful. So any closing remarks here you would like to make?
Yeah, you have covered what I wanted to say, that if any questions to the participants we could not answer, even those can be referred back to us. And certainly those participants who could not ask the question, we welcome them and we will be happy to answer them. Thank you very much again for taking interest in GAIL, and we'll be happy to meet you, connect you, and give you answers to whatever questions you have.
Thank you, sir. Thanks.
On behalf of IIFL Securities Limited, that concludes this conference.
Thank you
for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.